The raid on May 12th in Postville, Iowa, netted 389 undocumented immigrants, almost all of them from Guatemala. Yesterday, 85 pleaded guilty. It was the largest single raid of its type in the country. UW-Madison student Mario Garcia Sierra says tonight's vigil will serve as both a condemnation of the raid and a fundraiser to help community organizations in Postville care for children whose parents have been arrested.
They are telling us that they don't want to go back to their families, that they are hiding their children, that also teachers don't want to let their students go to back their homes because they don't know if a parent is going to be there. So at this point, there is a total chaos.
A spokesman for Immigration and Custom Enforcement, or ICE, says the agency conditionally released about 60 of those arrested in the sweep because they had children or elderly relatives to care for. But Tim Count says they still face deportation. He says it will be up to the parents what to do with their children.
Some parents choose to leave their children here in the care of another parent or responsible adult. Some parents choose to take their child with them back to their home country.
Counts says such raids are part of a stepped-up effort to protect the integrity of the legal immigration system. The Madison Guatemala Network will be collecting money, diapers, infant formula, and telephone cards for families to use to keep in touch with relatives in Guatemala about the ongoing deportation operations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.